Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And this is a live call-in show.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions for us or our guests, anything to do with mortgage or finance or real estate or today
moving,
nothing about...
Or even talking about the LA
water
system.
Water. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. But you can call us toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Always happy to be here engrossing people out with new information.
There you go. You can also tweet us at Team Reba or Eric is my banker if
yeah.
you have burning questions for us. Always mm-hmm. happy to answer them.
Yes. Do we have a Twitter handle for Olympic Moving?
What's the Twitter? I've never heard of that.
Are you being serious? Are you being serious?
I'm not in charge of that social media, so I couldn't.
All right. Well, hold on, Rob. Okay. Tell us your title over at Olympic Moving.
Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
I don't know your Twitter handle.
Okay. Let's back up here for a second. Sales and marketing. I thought you were saying, I just drive trucks.
Yeah.
Don't bug me.
Okay. Well, no. Now that you've said that, I have to ask: Have you ever had the commercial license?
12 years. I have a truck.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
Yeah,
well, very
good.
Cool. Well, so let's go ahead and get you introduced to everybody. I mean, we've already said yes. We have Rob Schmidt from Olympic Moving and Storage, and that's you guys are an arm of Beacon Moving. Is that right?
Beacon's Moving and Storage. Correct. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So, when was the last time you drove a truck?
2000, I think, was the last year I drove a truck.
Right.
About 16 years ago. Yeah.
So you transitioned from working in the moving industry as a driver to then being in kind of the in-house operations. Is that?
Yeah, I've sat in a lot of chairs. You know, within the moving company. So I got off the trucks and
chairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wore a lot of hats. However you want to call it.
Very good.
Yeah, sat in
operations
a lot of chairs.
To sales. Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of like that phrase. Sat in a lot of chairs.
Settled into a sales career.
They happen to be other people's chairs.
I don't think I knew that till right this moment.
Maybe you forgot. I'm sure we talked about that.
Did we?
I think so. It could be.
I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, for the people who are listening, what in the world was that, Mister?
I think my computer just
it sounded like it just exploded. Please tell me that wasn't the stock
I think
market.
That was the bond market tanking.
Was it?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Go check your rates now. But anyway, so we have you on, Rob, because we've known each other. We were saying before the show started. The better part of probably at least 10 years.
Yes.
And so for anyone listening, I've been in the industry since mid-2003, so it's been quite a while. And we met, you were at a different firm, but we kind of reconnected recently with you in this position, new position over at Olympic. And we had a lunch where I thought, you know what, we should have you on. Because, you know, in the real estate industry, like we were saying before the break, you know, if someone's talking to me and Eric, well, lo and behold, they have to do the actual physical act of moving. It's not just the purchase process and everything else that we're always in. There's all the related, you know, businesses that are ancillary to that, and moving being the biggest one.
True.
Right?
Yep.
And when people talk about stress and they talk about things that are going on in their lives, moving is one of the, you know, buying a house and moving is in the top five stressors that people can go through. Right.
Agreed. Yeah, we've done market research that shows that. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not even just market research. I mean, there's like all kinds of psychiatric testing and whatnot that they always say like the top five typically are, you know, either going through a marriage or divorce, you know, wedding or divorce, buying a house.
Loss of a job.
Loss of a job. Going back to school
is
for many people. And then death of a loved one.
Yeah.
So those are typically the top five. So, you know, we try and bring people in on this show that help educate our listeners about the process of all these different elements that are engaged within our ancillary industries.
Buying a home, selling a home, financing.
Yeah.
All of that.
And moving has become even more than just the physical act of, hey, it's the day to move, get my stuff in a truck and get it somewhere else. You guys are, you're having to morph and shift with the industry too, because storage has become a bigger part of you guys' business over time, because people are now, we have more sophisticated consumers and everyone's decluttering. They're actually, or we're hoping they are, right?
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah, so there's more aspects to how somebody engages with a business like Olympic. things they have to be thinking about, ways that they might interview somebody who's coming to look at their belongings and handle their belongings. And people get nervous, and things are becoming even higher dollar. I mean, think about all the big flat screen TVs. My neighbor's moving right now. And we didn't know until this last week. Like, he just retired from Boeing. And then suddenly we saw two big green dump things out in front of his house. And his mother passed away a couple of years ago, and then he just retired, and he's been living there forever. They filled at least two of these big old containers full of just stuff that they're getting rid of. And so I went to John, and I'm like, hey, so, you know, are you moving now that you're retired? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm moving. Now, we thought, because when I engage with somebody who's about to move, they're usually 3 months to maybe even a few years out from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kid you not. He had 2 days of this big container getting a bunch of junk thrown into it, and then a moving truck showed up yesterday.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest mistakes you can make is not preparing for the move and getting rid of the things that you don't want to move, because you don't want to pay somebody to move them and then go through them and throw them away.
Exactly.
So the preparation's key.
Yeah, absolutely. But I was just a little surprised, because we're looking at the state and condition of his house going, is he just going to leave it like that? Like, they've already come to pick his stuff up. Like, is he going to be gone next week? Like, what's going on over there? Like, I'm horribly curious.
Sure.
But, you know, this is a house that has been in his family since it was built in 1968. His mother and father both were longtime Boeing employees and retirees. And his mom passed away at the age of, like, I think she was 96 when she passed, just a couple of years ago. So this house had a lot of stuff built up in it, right? So there's a lot of things. But, yeah, when you and I had that lunch, I just thought, you know what, it would be great to have you come on, because your company does offer both kinds of services.
Sure, yeah.
And so I think you could give an educational component around that, how people engaged. I know I always learn something new about the processes, because, you know, another one of our clients recently moved, and he was telling me, oh, yeah, I'm going to have the movers come, and they're going to pack all my stuff. And I started asking some questions. He's like, oh, well, I didn't ask them that. Should I have asked them that?
Sure.
I don't know. Then he got nervous, like, oh, what if they don't pack that stuff? I'm not prepared to do that myself on short notice.
And should,
like,
be okay. The sales representative's responsibility to talk that over with the client.
Right.
They should know that up front. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so now that we've got you here, and I've kind of rambled on for a little bit, can give us some background of, like, okay, what's a great way for the consumer to engage, maybe research and then engage with moving companies?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Storage.
A great question. So if you're thinking about that, you want to get your head around, you know, who's capable of handling the type of service that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vet those companies. Do your research. Do the background checks. Check references.
Mm-hmm.
Get online. Check reputation. It's the best way you're going to make an informed.
And licensing, I'm assuming.
And licensing,
because there's
insurance.
A bunch of people who are kind of like, you know, two dudes in a truck.
Yeah, yeah. Ironically, there's a company named Two Dudes in a Truck or something.
Is there?
Like that. Something to that.
I know there's like two guys in a truck.
Two men in
like
a truck, or two guys in a truck, or
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard of that.
Okay, two schleps in a truck.
So yeah,
schleps in a van. I don't
do
know.
Your homework. You know who's capable of handling the type of business that you're that you're doing, and do your due diligence. You know,
well, and
check the background.
There's going to be a difference also between a local move and a cross country move.
Of
correct?
Course. Yeah, all yeah, right. and the way it's. The way it's approached is primarily how it gets built. Everything's the same. The preparation's the same. The packing methods are the same. The handling's the same. You still have to put it onto a truck and get it off of a truck. So when you look at it, it's the regulatory body that talks about how you have to handle it and the way you have to bill for it, certain services that you bill for it. So that's kind of how we approach it.
How are there still – I know a while back there was a kind of a problem of some rogue movers in the area. Is that still something that people need to be concerned about?
You know, there's been a number of stories that have been out through like 60 Minutes and 2020, I think, did a story on that. I think I saw an article in Time magazine about rogue movers. And, you know, they exist. There's companies out there that operate less
not
than –
not rug movers, rogue.
Rogue movers.
Rogue, okay.
Well,
I'm sure
I suppose
rug
they move rugs
too.
But, yeah, rogue movers. You know, you could have a broker, an internet-based company that's out there marketing themselves as a company that can handle your relo. And maybe you trust them. Maybe they trust them to handle their goods. And what they do is they secure your services and your business, and then they go find somebody to haul that.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Maybe the company that they chose to move your goods hauled hay the day before. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that really starts, you know, with getting tied up with the rug mover. So, you know, we offer assistance to help you through that transition if that happens. You know, act on your behalf as an advocate.
And
help you get your stuff back if it comes to that. Yeah.
Oh, well, wow. Okay.
Where I've heard about it is they'll actually pack everything up. They get it into a truck, and then the price changes.
Hold it hostage. Yeah. I had that happen. So a past client of mine moved out here from New York, and a different company. She got out here, and, yeah, they were holding her stuff hostage in front of the building, demanding an extra $1,000. And she had paid for it with a credit card, and so she was like, look, I'm just going to deny the charge, you know. But it ended up becoming, you know, like, at that point, she went from feeling euphoric about this wonderful new step in her life to enraged. It really put a big downer on this big new step in her life because she was moving out here basically. She's now married to the guy she kind of moved here for.
Sure.
And it just put a big downer on it for her. And then she was then continuously suspect, or looking at movers with suspicion. And it's unfortunate because I know there's some really amazing people that are out there doing really excellent jobs, but there's a few people who've tainted the industry. And that, you know, I always feel that way about real estate too, because this is the first industry I've worked in where I tell someone maybe at a cocktail party what I do for a living, and they'll actually physically move away from me, not because I've done anything, but and every time I see it, I'm like, did you know you did that?
Lawyers and real estate agents.
Yeah, and they're like, no. I actually had some of them be like, I'm not selling my house. I'm like, I wasn't asking, but okay, thanks for letting me know right up front. And then I'll be like, did you have a really bad experience with someone? And then I hear the horror story.
I think everybody out there is afraid of that happening to them. They've heard that story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the regulatory bodies that are out there that will protect you against something like that. That's what I mean by doing your due diligence and checking the backgrounds of the companies that you're doing business with. We have no right to withhold your goods if payment's been made. In fact, the rule is 125% over the estimate. You can never bill for more than that at the time of the delivery.
Okay, but where would someone find that information?
The Utilities and Transportation Commission offers that information online. Feel free to call any reputable moving company. They'll walk you through that as well.
Okay. All right, so I want to delve more into it because I know we're kind of making a little bit light of it, but I know there's a lot more that we can cover. So we're going to do that after we get back from this break on Open House with Team Reba. If you have questions for our guest, 866-712-1300.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.